This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Conrad, CONRAD, first name Claudia, CLAUDIA, date of birth February 5th, 1958, date of evaluation August 10th, 2022. The referring physician is Dr. Dalton, D-A-L-T-O-N. The reason for consultation, bilateral lower extremity pitting edema. Patient is scheduled for right hip replacement surgery, period. The HPI. As noted, the patient is a 64-year-old female who is seen preoperatively. She was anticipated to have a right total hip replacement. However, she was evaluated by her primary care physician and noted to have edema and finding of cellulitis, period. She was then started on cephalexin, period. She stated that her rash improved, but she remains with lower extremity swelling, period. She states that swelling has been present for 2 minus 3 weeks. There is no associated symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, period. She has had ongoing right hip pain. Pain is typically 8-10. It is worsened with minimal movement, period. Patient is felt to require surgical treatment, period. She has no symptoms of chest pain, orthopnea, or PND. Past medical history, hypothyroidism, next number hypertension, next number cellulitis of the lower extremity, next number thyroid cancer, past surgical history, thyroidectomy, next number tendon detachment right ankle, next number bunionectomy, next number left oophorectomy for a cyst removal. The medications, Synthroid, 125 micrograms one daily, lisinopril, 40 milligrams one daily, triamterine / hydrochlorothiazide, 37.5/25 one daily, nifedipine, 30 milligrams one daily, meloxicam, 15 milligrams one daily, cephalexin, 750 milligrams BID, Tramadol, 50 milligrams, 1 POQ, 12 PRN. The allergies, she is allergic to codeine and Vicodin, which results in vomiting. Family history, mother had CVA. Social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking. She reports rare alcohol use. There is no drug use. Review of systems, constitutional. She has fatigue, generalized weakness, period. Skin, she reports rash and itching involving the right leg. HEEMP, she has impaired vision and wears glasses, period. Ears, normal. Oral cavity, normal, period. Neck, there is no stiffness or decreased motion. Respiratory, no cough or shortness of breath. Cardiac, she has edema. Gastrointestinal, no nausea, vomiting, or abdominal pain. However, she does report constipation and laxative use. The remainder of the review of systems is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 114/63, pulse 80, respiratory rate 20, height 63 inches, weight 195 pounds. In general, she is alert, oriented, and in no acute distress. The extremities reveal 3+ pitting edema. Skin demonstrates moderate erythema. but laterally, the ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 73 beats per minute, incomplete right bundle branch block, otherwise unremarkable. The impression, this is a 64-year-old female with a history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, hypothyroidism, who is noted to have 3-plus spitting edema, period. The etiology of her edema is not clear, period. She is noted to be taking meloxicam, nifedipine, and tramadol, which may all contribute to her edema, period. However, my concern is that this may represent a cardiac etiology, period. As such, would like to have echo performed, period. In the interim, would like to start her on VMX 2 milligrams, 1 POBID, period. She has redness of the lower extremity, and I suspect that this represents a stasis dermatitis, although mild cellulitis is not excluded. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.